calling the Congressional Affairs Committee back into order. The next item on our agenda is number 9, OFPR. About a month ago, we had a motion to have the second speaker temporarily be over OFPR in terms of approving time and whatnot, and that motion was through the end of September. We are at the end of September and need to determine what we plan to do moving forward.
Well, my idea is that we extend that permanently.
Anyone else?
Concur.
Okay, so I have not heard from any other Congress members what their thoughts or ideas are on if they want to post the position that is vacant or not, or several discussions have happened, but I haven't heard anyone say, yes, we think we should move forward. So absent of that, I guess this committee is definitely going to have to just make a decision.
We can just stay in status quo without the position posted right now and see how we do.
Well, that's an option.
I'm in favor of staying the same right now. I think we need to look at what we want from them. We always talked about that, but we've never sat down.
Actually, I started a bill, not what happened to it, that redrafted amendments to that OFPR bill, but it definitely makes, to me, we need to get them more under one roof with us, work together, let them cover, phones when phones need to be covered, help during this time if they can. I mean, they're part of our branch. They are a separate office, but they don't feel like a part of our branch. And with this move down here, we can make them more, we can integrate them more into our daily activities in terms of interaction with them, learning more about things that we need to know about and paying more attention to what they're doing.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yeah, the motion is to not advertise at this time, and to continue. Not advertise the position.
Can you not say just delay until a date?
Okay. Delay advertising the position until CA votes to do so. And to permanently adopt into P&P the function of second speaker as
What is it in the rules? We have changed it in the rules.
Let's see what the rules say.
Second speaker. Actually, I don't know. I'm beginning to think that.
Right now, I approve their time and I do the families.
Okay.
Well, in the past, I think Kelly was under the speaker.
Yes.
So that's why. This is something kind of new.
Okay, I have. And to adopt into the policy, legislative branch policies and procedures, the function of second speaker as the administrative head of the OFPR office.
Can you read that again?
I Motion to delay advertising the position of, what's it called?
Senior staff auditor, I believe.
Senior staff auditor. Until CA votes to do so. And to permanently adopt into the legislative branch policies and procedures the function of second speaker and administrative head of the OFPR office.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next, I'll give Dana just a second there. Could you give it to her?
Did.
Oh, okay. Next on our agenda is update legislative organizational chart. Congresswoman Edwards, this is yours, so.
If you go into the policies and procedures, and I think Shanna gave that to me, we have an org chart that's old.
The old one.
So the old one had the Osage Nation Congress, the speaker, the second speaker, and then the second speaker had clerk of the Congress, budget analyst, sergeant at arms, assistant clerk one, and assistant clerk two, so we need to change that. Now, based on that vote, we need to have the second speaker have the OFPR and the staff auditors underneath there. Then also, to me, the speaker needs a line to legislative council, and then we need the select committees, and we need the standing committees also included in there.
Okay, so did you draw up another chart? That's your drawing up of your other chart.
It's good to be.
Better way of deciphering.
It won't take long to make a new chart.
No.
Can we just wait till we get a new chart?
Yes.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that everybody is
I would agree. I would agree with all that.
We see your chart.
The org chart will go on the next.
To include the committees.
Yeah.
I got it as far, I can't make the chart. I got it as far as drawing the chart, but I needed help from staff to create the chart.
Eli will help you on that, and at the next meeting, we will have a proposed new org chart to vote on.
Because I can't complain about other people not having org charts if we don't want an org chart.
Understood. The next item on our agenda is online code. Eli?
Trey conversation.
In the meantime, can I make a couple motions?
Yes.
Move to set $2,100 as the travel allotment for each member for FY18 with an additional $1,200 for the speaker. And that would be, and $1,200 for each staff.
Sir, second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
On the co-publishing, I sent the committee instructed me to get bids, request bids. I sent that request through Tammy Leeper on September 11th, checked in with her last Friday. She said, yes, I'm working on it. I do not have a deadline established yet, but as soon as I do, I will let you know. That's the last I've heard from her, so I'll let you know when I get a deadline from her.
Deadline for what?
For the bids to be resubmitted back to the nation.
Did she? Yes. Also, did she send them out? She sent it out?
Not at that point. No, as of Friday, she had not sent them out yet.
Not trying to be critical, but I'm just saying this is why I say we should often do our own things, because here we are. I know this has been brewing for at least 2 months. Matter of fact, the assistant principal chief asked me today, what's up with that? Well, we're in a state of inertia. So, Alice, I think you need to go perhaps assist Trey in persuading that we need to get this out.
I can do that. All right, well, then online codes will move to the next agenda on the 20th of October. Next item on the agenda is June 2018 elections. I thought that now would be an appropriate time for us to get a subcommittee ready so that they can start working with staff so that we're not doing anything last minute and we can Shanna says she loves it. So that we're not working last minute. We know elections are in June. We know that we're going to be responsible for helping to plan inauguration for executive as well as Congress. So who would like to be on the subcommittee?
Crickets, crickets.
I believe the last time it was me and the staff for our subcommittee. So.
And the time before that?
I was heavily involved in that one.
Congresswoman Edwards pretty much led that charge.
I will say that I do have a lot of notes and stuff. We kept a pretty comprehensive file of stuff that we did during the last
one. I can start off on the subcommittee, but as time comes closer, I might switch out. If that makes sense.
Can we get a statute finish?
Last year?
Yeah.
We went to Skytook, and then when the chief's inauguration was held, we went to Ponca because it's bigger. I assume we're going to.
If no one wants to be on the subcommittee, we can assign this to the congressional staff. And the only thing I will say about that is, if we can't get any members that want to participate on the subcommittee, and we assign that to staff, then that will be their responsibility, and I don't want to hear any complaints.
So we're talking about the congressional part of the inauguration, not the chief's part, right?
Well, how was it done in the past?
Well, we worked together with some folks in the chief's office, and when they dropped the ball, we picked it up. Really want to know the truth, that's what happened. So it was difficult because we were having to plan the whole thing basically.
Okay, having that information, a subcommittee or staff is still going to have to work with the executive. We're not going to have two inaugurations, one for executive and one for Congress. We know that's not going to happen.
Well, the only reason that might is if, well, no, that doesn't happen.
No, that's
anymore.
Not. That's never going to happen after we changed it to a primary.
Okay. All right, I'll help. I'll do the same thing that Otto said. We will make sure that our Congress members get an adequate, wonderful inauguration ceremony.
So are you saying you don't want a subcommittee and you just want to work with the staff?
No, I'm saying Otto said he would, and I said I would help Otto.
Do we want a Congressman Mason?
And with the chief's new org chart, who do you work with up there? Do you know that's not identified?
I would think that, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'd probably have to set a meeting up and invite him to it and see who shows up.
Let me say, in the past, the outgoing administration was not the incoming administration. And as a result, there was probably maybe not that much interest in what was happening. I would say that it depends on whether this time the outgoing administration is the same or not. If it's the same, then I would think that there will be a lot more directives as to how it's going to be handled. If not, then what happened last time could happen again. So it's kind of up in the air, I think, until
Shannon's got notes.
I would just suggest Congress to take the lead on it and let them come in.
What they're running?
Yeah.
Well, good luck telling them that, but okay. I mean, I agree that we had secured, what I know we did is we secured the fiscal, well, we have tons of notes. I know how we did it. In the end, the hardest thing I thought was obtaining a speaker that was the caliber that you wanted, and
okay, I'll sit on the committee as well, and we can start with an email to chief's office. And I mean, There's no other way around it. We need to secure a speaker. We need to secure a location. At the very least, at this point in time, we need to make those decisions.
Right.
And it, the way that it's working out, there is a possibility that, you know, no one has announced who's running, but the decisions have to be made to secure location and speaker for the event.
Do we have a date? Is our date go by? Or do
it's
we
always the first one, like a
Wednesday date right now.
So I can talk with executive and see who they want to designate as the person who will work with the subcommittee to get the ball rolling on securing a speaker and a location.
Okay. I don't see any reason not to have the same location that we have.
Fourth is on Wednesday.
I don't either.
It is, yes. So it's going to be the 5th.
It'll be the 5th?
Yes. I think the law
is that, of July?
Yes.
Yes.
The 4th of July is on Wednesday.
So I've got a question. Is that in the Constitution or is that in the law? And if it's in the law, then I would like to make a motion to change that.
Not right now.
No, I know. But tomorrow is amendments to the bill. Because that is so difficult.
Okay, so the chair will entertain a motion to appoint Otto Hamilton, Alice Bufflohead, Shannon Edwards to a subcommittee for the June 2018 elections to
second.
Hold on. Yeah, to start planning for the 2018 inauguration.
Off inauguration subcommittee.
Yes. Inauguration subcommittee, Dana.
Okay.
Shannon, Alice, Otto. All right.
Is it in there?
I can't.
I think we should, I'm just pointing out. And furthermore,
did you second?
I did.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries.
Also, you should know the makeup of this committee might be changing in March, so. Just pointing that
this
out.
This committee can just the logistics.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem securing the facility and
speaker.
Yeah, that's hard.
Well, it is. Okay, next item on the agenda is the OFPR budget modification. Eli?
I'm here.
That's nice. Are these separate or one page?
You should have these in your packets as well.
I do.
Adding one document.
Eli, do you just go over the
long and short of it is a slight budget modification is needed due to a shortage in the postage line, which is part of the operations expense, and in the telephone fax line, which is also part of the operations expense. These are line items that are established by the accounting department. Our budget does not recognize these line items. Typically, the OFPR budget does not recognize these line items. They are part of operations expense. However, when these are aggregated, you'll still need some slight budget modification. So my recommendation to Ms. Buchanan with the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review is to take money out of the training, dues, and registration line, which is your conferences, conventions, and special events line item, where $2,222 is remaining per their last financial revenue and expenditure statement, and move that to the operations expense line item.
So this is the memorandum that she needs, that she wants?
Correct.
Is that the way it's supposed to be done, through memorandum?
That is the explanation that is required by the accounting department.
What does we either have a law or that says how you go about budget modification? And it's got to be sent to several people.
I believe this memorandum is one of the documents that accompanies the request to the accounting department before the budget modification takes place.
Well, this says something different from what you just said. This says it's for additional funding for travel. I don't think you said that, did you?
Yes.
I believe I did.
I'm sorry. I thought you said
And it comes into play because
One of the reasonings for the shortage in the travel line item is due to additional travel being required to the Tulsa Casino expansion meeting.
Okay. I thought I heard you say that there were two items that were in equipment. I mean, in operations expense.
The two items in operations expense are the postage line item and the telephone and fax. Those two and the travel are two items that need to go.
I'm sorry. Okay, so it's postage operation, which is in, where's our budget for them that conforms with our? I don't know what this is.
The budget modification approval to sign this would be sufficient.
It moves. What's line item? If we don't know what line item 5320 is because they're not following our lines.
Line item 5320 is defined on a revenue and expenditure sheet. I don't have that one in front of me.
It says right here, training other. It says that they want to take money out of training other.
Yes.
And you're saying that that is in fact.
That is the conferences, conventions, and special events line item in the law.
Okay.
And they would like to move it to 5225, which is travel, local mileage, and 5650, which is telephone fax.
Okay, so those are both non-administrative expenses?
Yes.
Travel's not an operations expense, though.
It is an administrative, they're all administrative expenses.
I know, but the lines within the administrative expenses are travel, right?
Correct.
And so line 5225 is travel? That's the one they want to put?
5225 is travel local mileage.
So that's what they want to put travel. They want to put money into travel. And 5650, they want to add money into operations expense. Or is it called supply?
They call it telephone fax. It is operations expense.
Operations expense. Okay. And they want to deduct it from conferences, conventions. And what? Conferences, conventions, and what?
The line item codes are defined by accounting, not by...
I'm not trying to define the codes. I'm trying to define what the law says and where the money will come out of.
The accounting department recognizes these as line 5250, travel local mileage, 5650, telephone fax, and 5320.
Let me just say this. Until this today, when you're saying, hey, let's change on this, we have never made a budget modification that told them what their code line items were. We've tried to follow what the law, so that when we or the OFPR is trying to track what the law says in terms of how much money is in that law, that is how you track it. Otherwise, we don't know what all these codes are. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
11, 12, 13, 14,
15, 16, 17, 18, 19 codes.
Madam Chair, budget modifications have been made in accordance with this memorandum and with these line item references. I'm in complete agreement with Congresswoman Edwards. These are not line items that are recognized by law. These are not line items that are established by this Congress. But it's the identifier that the accounting department needs to be able to do this budget modification.
Shannon.
So basically what you're telling me is that the accounting office just ignores those headings that are in the law for some reason that we don't know, and that we then are supposed to go back and figure out what their accounting codes are. And how do we know that it came out of the line items that we designate in the law without identifying in the law where they are?
I completely understand your statement, and I don't presume to make an assumption upon what the accounting department does. I do know that, as you can see, I mean, even down to wages, that's not a line item recognized by Osage law. Fringe is not a line item recognized by Osage law. Travel, local, none of these are exactly as they are contained in the appropriation law. When these are added together, they equal the amount that is typically contained in our appropriation law.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to approve a budget modification request of the OFPR to strike $1,500 from the conferences, convention, and special events line item and add $500 into the travel line item and $1,000 into the operation expense line item of FY 2017 legislative branch budget, OFPR. What's the bill number?
I don't have that right in front of me. I'm sorry.
And then let's cite the bill number so you can track what we've done.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries. That is our last agenda item, and Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wait, I have a motion.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I authorize the second speaker to write the treasurer and notify him that the CA committee will follow the FY17 indirect agreement supplement 3 and place $390,000 in legislative salaries drawn from the indirect cost pool and FY18 legislative branch operations legislation.
Second.
Discussion.
I was sitting in a government operations meeting where the legislative branch budget was being discussed for passage, and there was reference made to this memo that is part of our legislative branch communications, where it's stated that the indirect cost pool, if you will, was going to include salaries at $390,000 for the Congress. It wasn't, for whatever reason, it wasn't placed into the draft that came out of this committee, and therefore the committee said, do it next year, and I want us to have a paper trail that we said we're gonna do it, and then we need to remember to do it.
Oh, I was the one who said that.
Okay, well, I'm sponsoring you. I'm helping you remember.
Well, that was if all of Congress agreed to it, I was just saying, because the conversation went, oh, you guys want to put your salaries and wage and indirect costs, but we didn't know that because you never told us, and so now there's not enough money. So then I said, well, if that's the will of Congress, then we need to let you know, and you need to be aware so that next year, if we decide to do that, you will know, and you won't have all the money taken and spent. So if that is the will of this committee, then I will certainly send that email out. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, say amen.
Amen.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
COVID 20.
Give us a second.
I need.
What? Oh, sign. No?